I speak to you this morning in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I think it would be true to say that never before in the history of mankind, or I probably should say humankind, have we had so many choices in everything that we do, buy, see. Everywhere you go, we've got choices to make. Thousands of choices of foods. This last week, I was in the supermarket buying some crisps, and I couldn't believe the number of choices of just crisps. We were just sport for choice, and I thought, I just want a crisp, for goodness sake. And there were aisles and aisles of different crisps. That's just one thing. We're just so spoiled. Choices of modes of transport, places that we can go to for holidays, umpteen television and radio stations and channels, and of course millions and millions and millions of websites when we come to search for information, the things that we need to do or to buy. Information at our fingertips. Do you know, as a child, I longed to own or have access to Encyclopedia Britannica. I had a friend whose father had bought the whole bookcase of this Britannica, and I remember really almost drooling with envy at her. And I asked my father, could we please have some? He said, no, sorry, June, we can't afford them. I've got your school fees to pay for. I did that Christmas get a little encyclopedia for children, but I tell you, it was pretty useless. So for years, I really envied this friend and her encyclopedia. But of course now, I've got my own encyclopedia on my phone, on my laptop, and it's just a click away, and it doesn't matter what I need to find out, there it is, helpful. And in fact, the other day, I needed to look at my car insurance, which was exorbitant this year, and I thought, I'm not paying that amount, and a friend helped me. And we found a website, and I saved £200 on my car insurance through the comprehensive compare.com market. So if you want any help on your car insurance, see me later. I won't put any advertising on the net at the moment. 2,000 plus years ago, there was no Encyclopedia Britannica or internet, but they did have the Old Testament scriptures for guidance, and then of course they had our Lord Jesus Christ, and of course his guidance and his choices that he gave us are still with us today, and we still make choices based on the things he told us. And of course, in our lovely reading today, we see Jesus giving great advice to Martha over choices. Martha and Mary, lovely, lovely couple. One always busy doing, the other one listening, praying, sitting at Jesus' feet. And you know, this is quite iconic for today with our lovely ones here, with Carrie's Sophie and Thomas. You are all three little Marys today, because you're sitting at Jesus' feet and you're going to be listening. And what a better way to start your life, you know, in listening to God and following his advice. I was about your age when I started going to church really regularly. We lived next door to a couple of spinsters, and they were called Alice and Flo. And they were lovely. They were two sisters of the local doctor. Alice looked after the house, and she did all the housework. And she also looked after the upstairs. Flo looked after the downstairs, and she did the cooking. And she went to church, but Alice didn't. And Flo used to pick me up and take me to church every Sunday. We used to go to matins. Oh, it was so boring, but I loved it. I didn't understand a word about it. But I started about your age going really regularly to church. So for me, it's really lovely seeing you here this morning. And I hope this will just be a start of your journey, because you never know where it might end. It might even end up like this. So watch it. So we see today Martha having choices. She had offered Jesus hospitality. She said, come in, Lord, come in. And she was lovely. She said, come in. I think it was probably her house, you know. I have a feeling that she might have been a widow and that Mary lived with her, but we don't know for sure. So she invites Jesus in. And then instead of sitting and listening and talking to him, she rushes off into the kitchen and starts to cook. And then, of course, she starts complaining. She comes out, you can almost imagine her, can't you? Peeping out, red-faced, apron on, saying, "Jesus, I'm left to do all this work, and my sister's sitting there, just sitting at your feet. Tell her to come out into the kitchen and help me." And Jesus is saying, "Mary has chosen what is better." She defends Mary. Jesus defends Mary, stands up for her. You know, both sisters had a choice: food for the body or food for the soul. And Mary chose the spiritual food. Sometimes, you know, people get very upset because they think that Jesus is saying that all we should do is to spend our time sitting and listening to Jesus at his feet, being holy Joes, if you like, not just like Mary and Martha. Jesus was a very busy person. He didn't have time to sit and pray all day. We know that he was a busy, busy man. And we've only got to look at his life when you read the Gospels. You know, he did so much. He was traveling around from place to place, eating with all sorts of people, often sinners, preaching, teaching, healing, like we're going to be doing later. And, you know, none of this would have been possible if he had just been a Mary, just sitting, listening, if he had not been a doer as well as a prayer. What we gain from Jesus' example is a right balance between doing and being. The let go, let God saying is so very true. There is a time for everything under the sun, and we're told this in Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Jesus achieved his amazing work in the world, not because he was the Son of God, but because he spent time in the presence of God, and of course God was his Father. Listening to him and just being close to him. And we listen to God by reading the Bible, coming to church. Take note. Time and time again, we read that Jesus takes himself off to be in the close, quiet intimacy of the Father. And that, you know, is so important. It's so important that we start our day in the presence of God. It doesn't matter how long or how short. If you've only got 5 minutes, give it to God first. Make that the first thing you do in the day. Pray about what you're doing, your school, your work, your family, your shopping, your dusting, no matter what it is. Bring it to God. Just praise him, thank him, and just listen. He's perhaps got something that he'd like you to do for the day. And if you don't talk to him, you might miss out on it. So do talk to him first thing in the morning. Don't go through the day on an empty tank. Listen to him. Sit quietly with him. At different times in our lives, we are all Marthas and Marys. When I took myself off to think about what I was going to talk to you this morning, I sat and I listened and I prayed, and I was Mary for a little while. Then I went through into the kitchen, and I've got a friend staying with me, Lillian, who's come over from Arizona, and she was Martha. Because I went into the kitchen and she was clearing up following the previous day paint with God. I mean, they do clear up quite well, all of you, but you still live a bit of a mess. And she was just clearing up and wiping. And the kitchen was sparkling clean. The perfect Martha. But she had been Mary earlier because we spent time together in our prayer time. The point that I drew from this passage on this occasion, I say on this occasion because Scripture teaches and speaks to us different things at different times. This is why it's so important. Even if you only read a verse a day, read your Bible, because God will speak to you through it and he will tell you something absolutely if you listen to him. So on this particular occasion, I feel that God was saying to me that we should not compare, we should not criticize. I think, you know, when Martha was having a bit of a go about Mary, Jesus was defending Mary and saying to Martha, don't be critical. Don't be critical of her. Don't criticize her faith, her religion, the way she leads her life. Leave her. Because criticism is endemic in our society. I think that none of us, and I say this for myself as well, very much, get through a day without having hearing or saying a critical thought about someone. It might be innocuous, but you know, it happens all the time. You're watching television and you make a critical comment. We do it all the time. And Jesus is, in effect, saying, Martha, get back into the kitchen. You do what you're best at, and I love your cooking, but you get on with it, and leave Mary alone, because she's here with me, and that's what she wants to do. Mary was probably one of those lovely people who was happiest of all when she was sitting at Jesus' feet, or other people's feet, just listening to them. She's someone who would listen for hours. We all know people that are good listeners and other people that don't stop talking and you can't get a word in edgeways. We're all a bit of each at times. But Mary would have been one of those people, I think, who would have been, if you called to see her, she'd be very, very generous to you. She'd rush off and she'd probably make you beans on toast. She wouldn't notice if there was dust all around the room. She'd probably just write her name in it and say, Jesus loves me. She wouldn't worry about the housework. Whereas Martha probably was spick and span, everything ironed and starched. A meal for her would have been roast chicken with all the trimmings, and she'd have been red in the face and busy, 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 and not giving time to talk to her guests. But we are all both people at different times. I know I am. So whether you are a Martha or a Mary, the important thing is to spend time talking to our Heavenly Father, and as said, early in the day is the preferable thing. And I'd like to feel that you youngsters will do that, even if it's only 5 minutes. Think of me nagging you. Yes? If you can make it 6 minutes or 7 minutes or eight or nine, fantastic. But start. Start at the beginning, because this is the time to start. And out you lot, if you're not having a morning time, well then, slap wrist and start, because we must listen to God and sit at his feet. Doesn't matter how early you've got to go out. My alarm went off at 3 o'clock this morning, believe it or not, and Lillian will tell you, because I buzzed her to say time to get up. So set your alarm and make God your priority. But whatever we choose or are chosen to do, we should not compare others and compare their faith and the way that they lead their lives. All our work offered to God is acceptable. Jesus said, there's only one thing that's needed. What is this? Well, each of you could add your own sentence to this question. But mine this morning is this: to love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul, and to serve him using your God-given gifts. Amen.